everyone for listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, the podcast in which you watch an episode of the Golden Girls and then we break it down scene by scene like crazy people. I'm Anthony DeSimito, and today we have a very special guest. I'm so excited to have her here eating pizza with me, the very lovely Heather Maruli.
Oh, hi. Yay! How are you, podcast listeners?
So, Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you for coming and enjoying Golden Girls and pizza with me.
Yes.
And what are you drinking? The energy drink?
That's the Red Bull Yellow Edition, which is the superior Red Bull flavor that not many people know about. It was originally a limited edition Red Bull, but I think they've made it a permanent flavor.
Oh, like a limited edition, like, baseball card?
But right, yeah. It's not tropical fruit flavored.
Oh, that sounds delicious. I can't have those because of the sugar. That's why I got Diet Coke.
Oh.
I'm trying not to have sugar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess next time I should get regular Coke and diet for me.
Oh, regular Coke is just a preference for me because diet sodas have aspartame in them an artificial sweetener, and aspartame, like, allegedly causes strokes.
Holy shit. I'll Google that.
That's just sure something right. that I've heard. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm sure. Like, I think somebody was telling me, oh, well, watch out because you were drinking diet soda, it's still not good for you.
Yeah, no, I try to stay away from most all artificial sweeteners. So if you must have something, mm-hmm. I go with regular sugar. Yeah.
I heard, like, the artificial sweeteners, like, irritate your bowels anyway.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know much about... You mean they make you...
Like, fart?
Oh, like, they make you gassy? Like yeah. Have you ever been on... Okay, are you a big fan of, like, Amazon product reviews? Like, there's a few product reviews where people write, like, funny reviews. There's one that's really well known. It's a review of Haribo gummy bears, but they're the sugar-free kind. And so I guess... I guess they're mostly used by people who are constipated, because if you eat, like, more than, like, a handful, like, you will have violent bowel movements.
I didn't know that.
Right.
And I found sugar-free because I was diagnosed with possibility of getting diabetes. So I was, like, trying to
cut back. Right.
So I found these sugar-free chocolates at Walmart.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, fuck yeah! And I haven't had chocolate in so long.
Yeah.
I ate them all in the car ride home. By the time I got home, it was...
Mount Vesuvius. It was rumbling.
I was like a human espresso machine.
Oh my God.
It was not working out for me at all.
Human espresso machine. I know.
I was making lattes and it was not. Yeah. So I can relate to that review.
I talk about this, how latte is basically French for laxative. That's
No, it isn't.
Okay. That's a joke. That's a joke. I'm a comedian.
You are. Yes.
I try to be.
You're a comedian and a comedian's podcast.
Yeah.
So, listeners, as you noticed, Genevieve is not here. She's in Philadelphia. So, good. We don't want her here. Just kidding. We love you, Genevieve, if you're listening. Okay. All right. So, we always start off by asking our guests, what is their Golden Girls background, if any? What do you remember from growing up?
Well, we're the same age. I'm 29, and I don't really like. What year did the show start? Like 85? 85. Okay, so that's definitely before we were born. Thank God. I mean, like, I can't say I remember much about the 80s. I would say my earliest memories are in the 90s, right around 90 or 91. But I do remember the show being on in the background, like, when I was a little kid. And I remember seeing reruns. I think they used to rerun it on Lifetime or something like that. One of those channels.
They did it on Lifetime.
Yeah.
They ran it, originally aired on ABC, but then it syndicated, like, everywhere.
Right,
like,
yeah.
TBS.
This is, like, back in the days when syndication really meant something.
It really did.
And you made so much money from it.
god.
Yeah, those days are almost over. I'll tell you what.
But they're still, Friends is still on syndication, making tons of money. Mm. Jerry Seinfeld,
of course.
Frasier, all everything. Oh, 90s. Yeah. I think 90s was just a gold mine.
Yeah.
And then every now and then there's a King of Queens on. Which is fine. But 90s was the shit.
Am I allowed to say I was a fan of the King of Queens?
No, you are. I did.
People always hate on Kevin James, but I think he's funny. He's so funny.
This is supposed to be a safe space.
Okay, good. Sorry. Yeah, but I've seen some reruns. I haven't. It's not a show that I've gone back to like examine or anything like that. But yeah. I'm familiar with.
I like the panels,
Golden Girls.
Character.
It's really celebrated in culture, in pop culture.
Yeah,
you know, people love it.
It is the it's ironic to like it right now. The hipster.
Oh,
world.
To be like nerdy, cool. Yeah. Okay,
and so like
sure.
Yeah, so we definitely fall into that. So we watched an amazing episode. It was a Blanche episode, mm-hmm. and it was it's titled it's season 5 episode 17. It is titled like the beep 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 of the Tom Tom. And the original air date. I know, I didn't choose a title. This is the title. The original air date was January, I believe. It's in the ten. It's in the tens or the 20s. I think maybe the end.
I think this must have been a February episode.
Was it a February episode? Because yeah. It's a month later, right? After
or a couple weeks after. Yeah.
Okay, so there's a Valentine's Day.
Oh, it is?
Kind of time.
Oh, well, yeah. That makes sense.
Red. Hey, what do you want? And so we, as we do with every episode, Genevieve does a brief synopsis of the episode, but since she's not here, would you mm-hmm. like to do that?
Sure. Okay. Well, wait, does the episode open with Blanche having her... I forget what the opening scene is.
With the Infinity commercials.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So Sophia and Dorothy are talking.
So it starts off with them on the couch.
Right.
And do you want to, just for the listeners, do you want to do like a 3 to 4 sentence recap of summary of the episode?
Sure. Okay. Well, I mean, the episode focused primarily on Blanche.
Yes.
Who, she's having a medical issue. I mean, I guess she has an irregular heartbeat. Yeah. So she goes in to the doctor and she comes back wearing this like, oh my God, it's like so boxy. Like it's like, it's medically outdated to what we use now, but it looks like, yeah, like a purse like hanging on her shoulder and it's to regulate her. Like no, it's to monitor her heartbeat mm-hmm. Because the doctor she saw was afraid that she has some sort of a palpitation.
Yeah.
So she has to wear that and then see about going back to possibly get a pacemaker. And then the peripheral stuff in the episode is, wait, who does Betty White play?
Rose.
Okay. Rose, I don't know. Okay. What is going on with Rose? Like, she's obsessed with losing weight. Like, it doesn't make sense.
So they don't explain it very well in the episode.
Right.
She works for a consumer. She's a consumer report.
Oh, tester. Okay.
And so she works for a TV show and she's a consumer report lady. And so she right. has to test products out. So since she got that job, she's been testing all kinds of stuff out. And this, her B plot, if you want to call it a plot, there mm-hmm. wasn't really much. To
yeah,
it.
Not really a plot.
Yeah. I think the main plot was pretty much Blanche trying to figure out her shit. Yeah. With her heart. And then after the surgery, she decides to quit having sex.
Right. She decides to become celibate.
Which really didn't.
Which is interesting because the guy, like, honestly, now that we've looked him up. Okay. Yeah. So we have Simon, who is played by Robert Culp. and I guess they're dating. Was he in any of the previous episodes? He must have been. No? He just appeared out of nowhere?
Out of nowhere.
It looked like they really knew each other well.
Let me tell you, they did a count of how many men the Golden Girls dated in the series.
Yeah.
And it was about 280.
That's crazy to me.
It is fucking nuts.
I mean,
I haven't even sucked that much dick. I'm sorry. Like, that's.
No?
No.
Do you know how many dicks you've sucked?
It's. About...
I'll tell you how many dicks I've sucked.
Really? Can you?
Sure.
Can you count them in one hand?
No.
I mean, tallies.
I'm over two hands.
Okay, because I was in one hand when I was like 23, and then I started getting more better at it.
Sure.
Okay, you know, and now it's like, it's about maybe like. 10 hands? Maybe?
10 hands?
Is that a lot of penises?
10. Maybe. You mean 10 times. Wait, do you mean 50 or 100?
I think 50 penises, maybe.
Oh my God, you're way ahead of me.
Maybe. I don't know. I think I've had my dick sucked about 50 times by 50 different men.
Oh, wow.
But I never always suck their dicks. Does that make sense?
Well, I've seen at least 15 penises in my life.
Oh, wow.
That's not a lot, right?
Did you suck all of them?
The ones that deserved it. See, yeah.
And I'm not
actually, I think pretty much all... yeah, I think so.
She is like a cockroach. And so... That's my dog. And so... But I'm not being selfish. I hope the listeners don't think I'm selfish. Some guys don't... want me to suck their dicks. They
right.
just want to pleasure me. And that's why that happens. I'm not like a prude. Anyway.
I think straight men are really selfish.
They just want you to pleasure them.
A lot of them. Well, no, I think a lot of them like expect a blowjob.
That's like a given. Yeah.
I
expect something. Something has to happen, you know?
Right.
So... You've never been with a guy that's like, you don't need to blow me.
God. Now I'm really digging back into my past here.
Okay. We haven't even gotten into
it. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Men are selfish.
Men are selfish.
Is the end of that thought.
Okay. So we start off with and in this episode, this guy is very selfish because
Simon. Oh, I know.
All he wants.
Well, okay. So they go on a date. They come back to the house. This is after she gets the pacemaker put in. They go on a date, and she's trying to say goodbye to him. She's trying to get rid of him.
And
she's like, "Well, we went to dinner and a movie. What else is there?" Like, kind of being coy, you know. And he's like, "Oh." So does this mean our date is over? It's like, okay, wait, did they go on one date and he wants to do it? I mean, I guess it makes sense because they're so old that they should just do it. Because they're going to die.
They were dating before, right? She was dating him before.
Oh, I mean, yeah, he kind of enters in media res, which means in the middle of things. So he must have been around before. It's a Latin phrase.
Oh, in media res?
In media res.
In media res.
It's three words.
Okay.
But that means in the middle of things. So it's like a storytelling device where you pick up where some like character has already been around.
Right.
You know, but you don't really know the background. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's just been talked about where we don't see him until later.
Okay. He's pretty handsome.
He is hot as fuck.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys... were like
handsome old men.
You guys were like Dick Van Dykes when you were younger. Like,
oh my God.
Real.
Dick Van Dyke. Hold on. Can I talk about Dick Van Dyke?
Yeah,
wait, was
sure.
he ever on Golden Girls? No.
He's been on Golden Girls.
Oh, one time? Was he a love interest? Oh my God.
And he was so hot in it. And
on this. Yeah. What, did he have the mustache or no mustache?
I don't think he had the mustache.
Okay.
But
because
everybody was like, he's fucking hot.
I'm a big fan of young Dick Van Dyke, like in Mary Poppins and the Dick Van Dyke show.
He's so hot in it.
I know. He was a very handsome man. And he still kind of is.
I think I need to take Sophie out to the yard because she might poopy.
Uh-oh.
Give me a second. You can talk about Dick Van
Dyke. Are we still recording? Oh, okay. Okay. Anthony's taking Elsie out to go to the grass to use the bathroom. But Dick Van Dyke, I do have to say, Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins. What an attractive man. I forget what his character's name is, but you know the part where he's like dressed up as the hobo and they're... Oh, the chimney sweeper. He's a chimney sweeper.
Yay, I'm back!
I was just telling everybody about Dick Van Dyke as the chimney sweeper in Mary Poppins.
Chim chimney.
Do you know he that can sweep my so chimney. Political. What? Like,
but that Mary Poppins?
Was you... it?
Yeah, there was the women's suffragettes.
Oh, suffragettes, yeah.
Suffragettes, I should say it correctly. And in the whole bank song.
Oh, like, about the tuppence?
About, like, save your money, save your...
Yeah.
Like, wow, look, like watching it again, I'm just like, there's a lot of...
I would have to go back and watch it to really think about it.
There was something for the children and the adults.
Yeah. My sister used to like watching that movie a lot whenever it was on, but...
It's a classic. But you just watch fine. The Van Dyke parts.
That's not true. I watched the whole thing.
So they're not sitting. They're sitting in the lanai. They're sitting outside.
The what?
The lanai.
Lanai? Is that?
It's like an outdoor,
like a patio,
like beach patio.
Oh, I've never heard that. Is that common in Florida?
It's common. It's not a very common word. Like, it's kind of like Arizona has a word for their own lanais. I forget it. Tweet at us if you remember that word. But okay, so that's when Rose comes in and she's got okay, she doesn't, okay, I thought maybe she came in with wearing something crazy.
Was it the pants?
It was like an elastic or something.
Oh,
I forget what it was. A corset sort of thing that shocks your fat.
Yeah, it's supposed to shock your fat off or something.
I forgot what it was, but I thought it was gonna shock her, or you know, nothing funny happened.
Right.
The vacuum pants, something funny happened.
Yeah, she was wearing these. I mean, they were like ridiculously turquoise, puffy pants. And they, she hooked like up bad. A vacuum to them, and I guess she put it on reverse, right? So it would blow air.
Yeah.
That's one question I have. I don't think they make reverse vacuums anymore, do they?
They used to.
Yeah, they used to have, like, old vacuums used to just be like, and I'm talking about the one that, like, you would, like, roll it in, and it would be, like, just a bag school. And a tube, and there would be a switch that goes either up or down. You know, it would be like reverse or suck.
You didn't, like there was two.
Yeah.
But why would you use a blow?
I don't know. To blow dust away or something?
To blow leaves.
Like maybe you would like, you know how like before you vacuum you should dust?
Yeah.
To like get, I don't know, maybe it has to do with that.
You dust with the...
Right. I don't know. I mean, things used to be totally backward back then. Who knows?
Vacuums in your pants.
Yeah, everything's like so simple these days.
That's how you dust your pants.
Right. And then the whole time, the person giving commentary about the products being ridiculous is Dorothy.
Yeah.
She's so sarcastic. I guess that's her brand.
Her face that is so like, ooh, like eye rolls and
Is that Dorothy all the time?
It's B. Dorothy all the time.
She's B. Arthur.
She's a straight.
Sassy.
Sassy as can be. And, okay, so then there's that Tip O'Neill. We never looked up Tip O'Neill. So
oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. But turns out that Blanche... There's a lot of sex doctor jokes that she wants to fuck her doctor.
Right. Like, she's also attracted to... Is there a man she's not attracted to? Is there a man that Blanche is not into?
It's weird.
Seems so horny.
Even the guys that come in that are dating Dorothy or the other girls.
Yeah.
Like, she hits on them. It's very, very, tragic.
Oh, so she's like all over the place as far as like, that's like so strange.
Unless it fits the plot. Unless she does, unless they're trying to get on, like, you know what I mean? Like, unless they're trying to get with her, you know, then she's not interested, or if it's that
right.
Plot.
Oh, and right before she's getting her pacemaker put in when she's in the hospital, she's applying her makeup.
Yeah.
And then she makes a joke about how she's been to so many funerals and the corpses always look like clowns.
Yeah.
And she expects 12 people to climb out of a casket, which is like, that's funny.
That's hilarious.
That's good writing.
A dark, dark joke for to someone to make. It's,
who? Okay, just to backtrack a little, the reference to Tip O'Neill, who said that? Because I just looked him up.
Yeah,
I just looked up who Tip O'Neill is or was. He died in 1994. He was the 47th Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Oh, what?
What president would that be under? Hold on.
Reagan?
Oh my God. He was... oh, wow. This guy was in Congress in from 1953 to 1987, and he replaced JFK after he became president. Oh, okay. So he
killed JFK.
No, he was Speaker of the House of Reps under Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, and Ronald Reagan from January 4th, 1977 to January 3rd, 1987. I've never even, I mean, maybe I've heard the name, but...
It's you know what I thought it was?
Right.
Like a sexy lounge singer.
Oh, okay. Can I read a little fact about him? O'Neill's emergence as a cultural figure was not restricted to commercials. So I guess he was in commercials. Four years before his retirement, he had a cameo role in the February 17th, 1983 episode of Cheers, entitled No Contest, which featured him ducking into the bar to escape a woman who pestered him on the street about his political ideals.
So he played himself?
The show, which was ranked 60th in the Nielsen ratings at that time, jumped 20 places the following week. So this guy apparently was important.
So no one watched that episode, but the next week they watched the episode?
I guess he brought in a lot of viewers.
I guess so. He should have been a two-episode
guest. Oh, here's another... Oh, here's something I think. Maybe this is why they brought him up. Later in retirement, O'Neill, who suffered from colon cancer, made public service announcements about cancer, in which he joined athletes and movie stars in talking candidly about having the disease.
Because she said something, I used to enjoy Tip O'Neill or something.
Oh, okay. So now we've learned who Tip O'Neill was.
And what the joke was.
Yeah, okay, because we were kind of like, we were like, who?
Yeah.
It was totally, we had no idea who they were talking about.
We just heard the name Tip O'Neill, and we're like, what the fuck is that? So she needs a pacemaker. And which I knew people got pacemakers, but not everybody over 50 has a pacemaker.
Oh, yeah, that part when they said, oh, Simon said that, right? He's like, everybody over 50. And then he goes, oh, over 40. I'm like, what?
That's his version of just the tip. He's like, come on now, let's do it.
Oh, that's when he's trying to convince her to F. Yeah. It's so interesting. While we were watching it, I turned to you and I was like, wow, people used to be like so much older. Like, do you know what I mean? Yes. Like, because I feel like people used to be so less healthy. Like, people are living longer and longer than ever now.
Yeah.
And like, to think that people in their 50s need pacemakers... That's like, crazy. That sounds crazy.
Do you think that as we get older, we genetically are predispositioned to think that that a maybe older person isn't as old? Because when you're young, maybe you feel really like they're really, really old. But then like, that's just your genetics.
Yeah. When you're like, you mean when you're like 12 or 13 and you hear that somebody is like 25 and you're like, oh my God, you're so old. But you're not. Like,
you're not.
You're super young.
Or, yeah. Well, and then people don't help, because when I was 20, everybody told me I was so young. And so I was like, shut the fuck up. Like, I got mad when people said that to me. I was just like, I'm not 20. I'm not young. But, yeah. And so Rose's, what is going on with this dog? And then Rose's, the way, okay, she doesn't want to have that surgery. Blanche doesn't want to have that surgery where they put the pacemaker in. And it basically, it just shocks your heart to beat regularly.
To regulate your heartbeat.
To regulate your heartbeat.
Right.
And then Rose is like, here's a way that you won't get nervous. Sing this song called Over There.
Right.
And it's titled Over There.
Yeah.
And it goes, over there, over there, there's a fog horn playing over there.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's called like the beep, beep, beep of the tom tom. I think that's one of the lyrics.
No, is it?
I don't know. I don't,
because I don't understand the title of this episode. Me, it's like either. Too complicated.
Like, is it the beep 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 of the, like, the machine, the hospital machine, the heart machine, or the,
oh, maybe beep, the beep, maybe beep, it has to be the, some sort of double meaning.
It has some sort of, yeah. I don't know, or maybe they don't. They're just like, let's right, just name it something crazy.
But we did look up the song over there, and it was a wartime song,
1917 recruiting song for World War I.
American soldiers.
American soldiers.
Okay,
yeah,
that's World War One. Wow,
that is insane.
That's a long time ago, man. That was a good one. That was a big war.
That was not with Germany, right? That was with...
No, Germany was involved.
They were involved in both wars, right?
In World War One and World War Two, right?
Okay, Jesus, Anthony.
There was
okay.
No, but World War One, we were fighting the. Wait, when did they come up with the Allied powers?
Germany?
We're the
it
allies.
Was Germany and. Japan? That we're
no,
fighting?
That's in World War II. That's World War II.
God.
Yeah. But here, I'll tell you real quick.
Okay.
This is important. Okay. So it was the Allied powers versus the Central powers. So the Allies included the United States, of course, France, England, Russia, which was... huge. And then the other countries that were kind of involved in the Allies were Serbia, Belgium, Japan, Italy, Portugal, Romania, Greece, and Siam. And then the Central powers were Germany and Austria-Hungary. That makes sense. And basically, this was the end of the Ottoman Empire.
The Ottoman Empire.
Yeah. And you know, I like World War One a lot. Because it's one of the first wars where they had machine guns. And like tanks.
Why I like this war.
Well, no, I mean, I was a history major, but it was like the first war where they used a lot of like modern warfare type stuff. And that's why like there were so many deaths in World War One, was just because it was really technologically advanced for the time.
And
then it was like also like where they used a lot of like gases and
they
serums
said,
and stuff.
Over there, you'll
see,
have
like,
really
look how
advanced guns.
Can I tell you
there,
how many died in World War One?
How many? Millions.
Okay. Well, it splits it by the sides. So in the Allied sides, it's 22 million.
Wow.
Well, no, that's casualties. So 5.5 million dead. And then on the other side, 4.3 million dead.
That's a lot of people considering the population back then.
I mean, and then it says over 70 million men fought in the war.
So it's right. Everybody was in the war. That is Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, so they did need the song to recruit people. I don't know. Who would want to go into that?
Yeah. And,
well, I feel like back then it was like men were like all about that. They were all about
all
like
about that. Well, they were so
fighting
much.
And, you know.
They were propaganda telling you to
exactly
fight for your country.
Right.
Know.
Yeah. Now we're just lazy pusses.
Yeah. It's because no towers have fallen recently. Anyway.
Oh, we're going to war, baby. Trust me. Trump's America
Trump's
is
America.
Bringing in. We're going to have
November
some wars.
It was the 9/11.
I think we're going to go to Syria. What do you think?
I think Oh, that would be so weird.
Oh, it's going to be horrible. Would that be terrible? It's going to be so like, bad.
Wait, aren't they already in trouble?
Well, I mean, because we have a problem with... This is turning into like a political podcast. But, I think we're going to be like, oh, well, Trump is going to try to fight ISIS or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, God. I want to see.
It's going to be so bad.
I want to make November, like people say 9/11, I want to call 11/8
the
day that Trump won the election.
Right.
And just kind of like never forget or like,
oh my God, it was horrible.
Well, maybe that would honor him.
Were you depressed? I was so sad.
I was anxious all day.
Oh my God.
Especially around 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And I was just, oh. And then I went to the comedy store and I...
You saw comedy the same night?
Well, Doug Stanhope's...
Oh, the end of the world.
End of the world thing. And I wanted to say hi to Doug and I was worried about Bingo. And so I didn't...
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I didn't bring her up. I just wanted to just hug him or hug everybody that's in that all of our...
Are you friends with him?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, he's from Arizona.
I'm a big fan of his.
Oh, let's go. Let's go to Doug's house.
Okay.
He lives in Arizona.
Yeah, I know that. So I knew that.
That's where I met him. And so, anyway, it was weird. It was so sad. It was sad. And
yeah.
And oh my God. I was like, I tweeted that day, I'm too emotional to be cynical and I'm at the most cynical place in the world right now. How did you feel?
Oh my God. Honestly, I was legitimately... I felt like so sad for like 3 or 4 days. Maybe a week.
A week.
But the next day I remember thinking, like, I've already taken this back, but I said the next day I was going to quit comedy and go to law school.
To
fight against injustice.
Did you post that?
No, I didn't post that.
Oh,
but maybe somebody else said it. But honestly, I'm back to being a comedian. Okay. I think we need comedy more than ever.
We need comedy now.
Right.
But, yeah. Fuck Trump.
So
I don't want to talk about Trump on stage, but I keep thinking of things.
I try
not to say his name.
You know.
Yeah, call him Satan.
Right.
Okay, so there's this whole thing. We'll bring it back to this hospital room.
Yeah,
where I think Blanche is panicking. She's like, I don't want to get surgery because of the scar.
Right. Yeah.
She had no idea. She's a scar.
No, she's afraid of having a scar at her age. She has this great line where she's like, well, all of my clothes are over my shoulder at one point or another. And so to imply that she fucks.
People who fuck never fucking should have scars because people are going to see them.
It's going to be like on her collarbone, right?
And yeah, and there's this joker. What did he was like a joker doctor? He like said some joke. What was it? And also the nurse has already washed her hands. I'm like, fuck.
What does that mean?
Like they washed their hands already, so you have
They're already ready.
Yeah,
I'm like,
shut the fuck up, doc. I hate funny doctors. I'm sorry, because they're not funny.
Yeah, they should stop.
They should stop.
They should be serious all the time.
No, I don't want to smile right now.
Yeah,
I don't want all the patch Adams.
Yeah,
I was a baby.
But she finally relents and has the pacemaker.
She rolls
put in.
Over. She's like, all right,
yeah,
I reckon so. She says. And then, as she's going, I guess into battle, being hauled into
the surgical room,
Germany,
right,
or whatever. They start the Golden Girls are singing over there, over there, where the drums are.
Yeah. Trumpet. And then an old man patient in the hospital just walks by and salutes.
World War One veteran.
He must have been a World War One veteran, which makes sense. I mean, it was long enough ago where 80s. There would have still been World War One veterans around.
Definitely.
There's no more now.
Like,
There's none.
None? Really?
Yeah, the last guy died like maybe 2 years ago.
That's incredible. He didn't even get to watch Fantastic Beasts.
I haven't even watched that.
No, I think it's 1920.
Oh, it is
after World War One. So okay, there's like all these. World
I know.
War
I know it takes place before Hogwarts was founded, right?
Yeah,
that's like the whole thing.
No, wait, Hogwarts was
it?
I think they talk about Hogwarts.
Oh,
they mention Hogwarts
because I don't know.
It takes place in the
I don't know
US.
Much about it, but isn't it about whoever like created the Marauders map or no? Does it have something to do with that?
I don't think so. Okay. I think like, but I don't know where the Marauders map is, so it could be.
Oh.
But it takes place in 1920 New York City.
I might go see it. I would have to brush up a little on
it's all right. Sorry, I keep mentioning it. I won't talk about that anymore.
Okay.
And so then the next day they're waiting for her recovery, mm-hmm. which is very quickly, I thought. And
yeah, there was like no time lapse at all.
And then Sophia's, the next day she's like up and I'm running around. And Sophia's like, oh, she'll be back on her back in no time.
Yeah, back on her in no time.
So fantastic.
I don't think, like, some of these jokes, I don't think you can get away with now.
No.
Like, everything's so, like, prissy now on network TV. I don't know.
It's so... Again, I won't say PC, but it's just a difference.
Yeah, I don't like using that term.
Because it's so, like, it's negative on both sides.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. you can't win with that
I mean,
phrase.
But one thing I have noticed, like, going back and watching TV from, like, even the 70s and 80s, is that, like, they used to, like, say way more controversial things then.
Yeah, they used to make their ice Chinese. Like,
or you mean like in? Do you remember Breakfast at Tiffany's, where Mickey Rooney played the Japanese neighbor? Oh my god, and then, that would never fly today.
And 16 Candles, the Asian guy.
Oh, Long Duck Dong.
Yeah, and every time you saw him, there was like a gong.
Oh yeah, so that is racist, but I mean, it was funny.
It was funny.
It is funny.
Yeah,
but like these days, you can't get away with that.
No, you can't.
No,
there's the Fresh Off the Boat now.
Right,
that's what you get to watch.
Sure,
which is great.
Yeah,
it's for the best.
Yeah,
they get a voice. We are marginalized people as well. You know. We get a voice, and so, then there's this whole like, I've been through this journey. Blanche has been through this journey when she was laying on her back. She was looking down at herself, and there was this joke about like that mirror in your bedroom ceiling, and then it's like
she's a freak.
She met.
She's a freak.
There's so many.
God, like, I can't believe like they really pile on her for being
slut shaming.
Yeah, they're like, slut shaming.
It's like slut shaming light. Like if slut shaming was a soda, it'd be like diet slut shaming. It was just very,
yeah,
very, very like,
yeah,
light. You know, but it was still there,
right?
And then she's like, if you meet a 5,000-year-old Indian at the door, tell him I want to know more about his tribe. What?
Okay, what did that mean?
I don't know.
Does she mean about like hallucinating or like?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. She needs to get a standing rock. I don't know what she's gonna do. Like, she needs to figure shit out. She needs to like go to Burning Man.
Oh, is she talking about like having a spiritual,
out of body experience?
Oh, out of body experience.
Yeah, I think she needs to like do some acid and then just get it out of her system.
Right.
Oh. Anyway.
Oh, is that like, that's kind of like a trope. Like, wait, seeing like an Indian spirit is like kind of like a trope of a spiritual awakening. Like, isn't that what? Okay, do you like The Doors?
I have enjoyed The Doors.
Okay, yes, because you know, Jim Morrison said that he had like basically an awakening when he was a child, when he was like 7 or 8 years old. Okay. Him and his family were like on a road trip and there was like a car accident and they pulled over and there was like a dying Indian chief.
What?
Yeah, and that's like when he like had a vision and like like he said that the spirit of the Indian chief passed through his body when he was
and it made him write
when he was a child, and that's how he became the Lizard King. Wow. Basically,
maybe that Indian man like went into his body.
Maybe just that was he talks about it. You know that he has like that spoken word album called An American Prayer. He talks about it on that.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do slam poetry.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
At Iowa West.
Okay.
There's a show called First Timers where you have to do something you've never done before.
Okay.
So I have to do slam poetry.
That's fine.
I don't.
I've written a lot of poetry.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think I've never like performed. I want to like. I read it, but
I want to be up there with a notebook.
Yeah.
Because like I want to be like I want to dress like a cool like black lesbian and be like. Triple minority. I'm a triple minority. Fuck you. Like just and then just talk about Obama and Trump and then like
yeah
and then get everybody clapping and then it'll be amazing. I don't know, but we'll see how it goes. So then what happens next? They go back out on a date. Simon and Blanche go out on a date, and then they talk. It was okay. There was a weird kind of moment in the kitchen where they talk about not fucking.
Uh huh.
Because
she says, "I'm done with the physical part of my life."
Yes, yeah, so dramatic.
I know.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Sunset Boulevard.
Blanche gets it way more than me right now. Yeah. So good for her.
Lord, I tried to get laid last night, but did not. I was on a date and I brought a guy home.
Yeah.
And he took a shot of Bacardi Limon and then just walked out of the house.
Are you serious?
He didn't even say bye. And I was just like, what?
Oh.
And then I went outside. I was like, what's going on? He's like, I'm getting an Uber. And I'm like, what the fuck? You're not even. This is just. My terrible life. It was like,
yeah.
I posted a little bit about it on Facebook. But they talk about not like how some of the other Golden Girls didn't fuck their husbands because they were away.
Right.
Like Sophia talks about her Italian husband going, have you ever seen an Italian man going without? Yeah. And then Rose has the story of her Charlie being a door-to-door salesman, and so she wouldn't have sex with him.
Right.
And then there was a joke in there that I forgot what it was. But this is great podcasting. Okay. Okay, moving on. So the next scene... Rose gains 4 pounds from
just the products
that mm-hmm. don't work. So that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But Blanche hasn't been fucking. So she's been
crafting.
Sucking popsicles.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's that's been crafting. Right. No, you're right.
She's been channeling all of her sexual energy into crafting.
But like how many... popsicle sticks.
Okay, see, that's part of what I thought was kind of ridiculous, because she enters the kitchen. This is breakfast time, I'm presuming. Yes. She made a popsicle stick purse.
Yeah.
And a popsicle stick potpourri box for Sophia and Dorothy. And
Dorothy.
Right?
Yes.
And then she made popsicle stick earrings for... Wait, who's the other one? Who's Betty White?
Rose.
And then she comes in.
Looking.
Yeah. 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 So I guess, is she also just eating popsicles because she just had surgery and that's the only thing she can have?
That could be.
Is like a liquid diet thing?
She went on a date already, though.
Oh, the night around, before.
But she could have been recommended popsicle sticks by the doctor. No, just because he knows.
Well, yeah, because when I associate popsicles with like illness and recovery.
Me too.
You know,
but the doctor told her you could do anything you did before.
Oh,
and that's what she's like. But she, for some, this is why I didn't make the connection. Why did this Indian tell her not to fuck? Did this Indian hallucination tell her that? she's gonna die. Like, that didn't like, there was no real connection between her not fucking and like this out-of-body experience,
right?
You know? I think she's just scared of death.
She's scared of dying
or getting old. And
well, she's also scared of dying while fucking, right? Because her fear is that her heart rate will get all high while they're in the throes of passion, and she'll just like die.
I just think they didn't have pamphlets back in the day where they could just tell you what you have and what this machine does, and like, and that it's gonna help you. If anything, you should have more sex. And so how many, okay, do you think she needs, I don't think I need, if I go without penis, it's not like a cigarette.
Right.
You know, it's not, it's not like I crave penis.
Yeah.
You know, if I go without a penis, I think like, it's not, there's no addicting chemical element to penis. You think?
I don't know.
You think?
I mean, I'm kind of celibate right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so complicated. I'm dating somebody, but we're celibate.
Yeah.
And, but see, I'm like wanting it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Are they aware of the celibacy?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're
on board?
Yeah. Well, no, that's, well, I mean, yeah, we're both celibate.
Okay.
Right now.
Snuggles.
Huh?
Snuggles.
Sure.
So cute.
Yeah, but I don't know. I see the thing about Blanche that, like, okay, I just really hope that when I'm Blanche's age that I'm not that hard up for dick, that I'm always just like thinking about it and like wanting, I don't know, it's kind of scary.
It's
daunting. Her sex life is daunting.
Yeah.
Like, how many guys has she been with on the show?
They said that she dated like 180.
That's crazy.
I heard that a woman's like sexual peak is 40. Are you excited for that or not?
Well, isn't it 30s to 40s?
30s to 40s?
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
I heard 40 was the peak, but
it I think it's starting to happen. Okay. So
yeah.
Yeah, which is crazy, because like in my 20s I was like going crazy.
And I'm
so like, I'm wondering how it's gonna be when I'm 40.
I'm wondering how it's gonna be for me. I think it's gonna be less for me.
Why?
Because when guys get older, they get
less horny, right? Sex drive.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Like right now, I still have the sex drive of when I was like 20.
Right.
It's like rah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But I'm not sucking on 100 popsicle sticks a night.
Yeah.
What is she doing with them?
Oh, do you think that's why? Because she was having like oral sex urges?
Yeah.
Like she was, okay.
You didn't.
Were they implying that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. This show was like crazier than I ever thought.
You're probably looking at me like, what are you talking about?
No. Okay. No. Now I'm like putting all these thoughts together, and I didn't know that she would just be sucking on popsicles just like to remind herself of dicks.
Like,
there's no way.
She really was doing art because she wasn't dating.
Well, I don't know. I think she was channeling her energy into crafting, okay. Like to distract herself.
I thought it was the sucking.
Oh, an oral fixation that she has to satisfy.
Yeah, because she she has sex so much.
That's so crazy. It's so unrealistic. Well, maybe it's not. I don't know. Well, I mean, don't they say that the most sex happens in like nursing homes?
That's true.
You know? And that's like where the highest incidence of like a lot of STDs is.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard as well.
Yeah.
Well, you fuck some, I think at that point in your life, you fuck so much, you gotta have an STD, you know?
Oh,
I don't know. Does that make sense?
I don't know.
My friend told me once, and this is a very shallow thing of hers to say, not shallow, but very narrow-minded. She was like, Anthony, don't date older guys because they have a bigger chance of having HIV because they fucked more.
I don't know about that. Like,
Claire, I don't think.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I was like, all right, well, I'm not going to start a marketing research. Anyway, so to find out if this is true. Okay, so then she says something like, I want to have sex. When you have sex, you have to have sex with your heart, and my heart doesn't work.
Oh, my God.
My heart doesn't work anymore, or something like that.
My heart is... No, your heart has to be in it. And then she said, oh, my heart's not there anymore.
My heart's not working right now.
Something like about... It was deep.
It was like, whoa.
That was a deep line.
Okay, you're like a 13-year-old emo girl right now.
You thought it was dramatic. It is an
Annie DeFranco lyric. Like, this is just...
Annie DeFranco. Yeah.
And so, oh my God. And then, okay, so then the date with Simon where he's like all horned up.
Right.
And she's like, I'm going to... She's like, I have to tell you that the last time we had sex was the last time. I can't fuck anymore for this because of this pacemaker that's helping me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
She is worried about her heart rate getting too high,
and then the whole thing shocking you. Like,
yeah. yeah,
that's how science works.
And then what does he say to, like, he says something sneaky, no?
He does.
He is kind of sneaky. This guy, like, just wants to fuck.
The sneaky part I remember was, everybody has a pacemaker over 50.
Yeah. You know?
And then she did say something along the lines of, I'm going to go push my car now, or something like that.
Yeah.
And then, before that, Rose is like, why don't you just don't have sex when you're wet? What?
Oh, man. How can they say this on television?
Science.
Yeah.
And then the thing that makes her want to fuck,
mm-hmm,
was Simon is like, well, if I want to kiss, if I'm going to give you my last kiss, it's going to be like a great kiss or something. He said it better because, mm-hmm, he's more charming than I am.
Yeah.
And so they kiss, and it was.
Oh, and so the audience hot. Is like, ooh.
It's such
studio
a hot
audiences
kiss.
Are
stupid audience.
They barely use that anymore.
Yeah, no, that was
studio audiences.
Oh yeah, it's all cards.
Yeah,
or audio.
Most bits. Shows are like single camera now, where there's no audience there.
I like that.
So the reactions are interesting, but they kiss, and then they pull away. And Blanche looks kind of shocked.
Yeah, she finally got horny.
Yeah.
And she's like, and I'm okay.
Yeah. And Simon's like, well, what were you expecting to happen?
Your clitoris to start smoking her.
No,
your heart just fall off.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, I've just seen all these cartoons with cartoon characters with their
hearts is exploding or something. Her research over her pacemaker was Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Like, she literally thought her head was going to explode off of her body.
Yeah, let's explode off her body. That was it. Mm-hmm. God, it was so it was ridiculous. And so she realized she can get horny. And so they sneak away into the bedroom. And then the other girls
yeah,
and they're like, oh my God, Simon's car's outside. We're all a bunch of nosy bitches.
They
like,
are nosy. They're like, so nosy.
I know. They're like, who's getting fucked?
Right. And so Blanche and Simon are doing it, and then Blanche starts singing.
Oh,
this is the third appearance. The third appearance of Over There.
Yes.
She goes, over there, over there. And then she's like, I said over there, as to say.
You think she's like,
I don't know,
she told him to put a popsicle stick in his butt. She's like, over there,
I don't know what they could possibly be doing where she has to say that.
Yeah, so she's like feeding him. And so then the Golden Girls sneak away, and that's it. They did it. They got Blanche to fuck. Yay.
Yeah.
Did we talk about Dorothy saying, like, I think she's I don't think she's having sex because all the walls on my
all the pictures are straight. Yeah, she's like, yeah, she hasn't been sleeping with anyone because all the pictures are straight. Yeah, that was catty.
Super catty.
Super catty. I.
And then Blanche's, it doesn't faze her. I'm so like, they call her a slut and she's just like, next line. Like, she just goes into her next line.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we do it? Is it set? Yay! We did it?
Yeah.
Yay! All right. I think we got it all. So this comes out on December 21st.
Okay.
It's a Christmas episode, right before Christmas.
Yeah.
Yay! So we have listeners all over the place.
Yes.
And do you have anything you would like to plug, or where can people see you?
Things I want to plug. Okay. Well, my Twitter and my Instagram. I have the same handle on Twitter and Instagram. Oh, and Snapchat.
Ooh.
Do you plug Snapchats on here? Well, yeah. We are now. so my username on all of them is Fixed Air Heather, and it's FIXED, just like it sounds. Air, AIR, and then Heather. My name.
Nice.
I'm thinking about changing it though to Unruly Maruli, which is my nickname. People call me that now on the comedy scene.
Do they?
And they call me Unruly Maruli. Unruly. Yeah.
I love that. That would be a good name for a podcast.
I think I might be doing that, yeah. Is starting a podcast. But I don't know. It's not going to be as specific as talking about the Golden Girls.
We're very niche. We're very...
Yeah, super niche. And then, let's see. Do I have anything coming up? Oh, I'm going to be at the Idaho Laugh Fest in Boise in January. That's something I'm doing.
Idaho!
Yeah, and then from February 16th, 17th, and 18th, I'll be in Portland, Oregon, performing around town, and the 19th and 20th, I will be in San Francisco. So those dates are on my website.
Fabulous.
My website can be found at unrulymaruli.com. So I do have the website. Fixed Air comes from my astrological sign.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm an Aquarius, and it's like the fixed air sign.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That maybe your AC was broken.
No.
Fixed Air Heather.
No.
But I like that better.
It's complicated.
Way better.
Which one?
Fixed. Your better reason.
Oh.
Than my dumb.
Yeah. What's your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm anal. And I was going to say analytical, but doesn't that mean the same thing? Isn't anal short for analytical? No.
No,
really.
It's anal retentive, anal, right?
Retentive. Okay. I'm anal in more ways than. And I'm at Anthony Decimito on Twitter and Instagram, Snapchat. I'm at Jizamito, and that's right, Jizamito, you heard it. And I'm gonna be at December 27th, I'm gonna be at Locally Grown, that's Wendy Liebman's show, at Vitello's in Studio City. And it's a wonderful show. I've been to it. I've enjoyed their delicious delicacies and They're delicious delicates. And that's going to be really fun. And then you guys don't forget to submit to the Bird City Comedy Festival. Mm-hmm. It is coming up in April of this next 2007. And submissions are open now. And they're like, I think $15. And I think there's going to be a day where it's going to be $5. So don't forget to look for that. Follow that at Burt City Comedy Festival. Or I think it's maybe just at Burt City Comedy. And along with our own individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter. And it's at Thank You For Being A Podcast, but as an acronym. At TYFBAP, at TIFBAP. Also at TIFBAP on Instagram. Music is by Brian Korkernack and Mike Dennison. The next episode, if you're following along, is season 5, episode 18, An Illegitimate Concern. I'm very concerned about this episode. There's a visitor, I can tell.
Yeah.
By the thumbnail. Mm-hmm. And the worried Blanche. And so don't forget to give us a positive 5-star review on iTunes. That's right. I'm very demanding. 5 stars. And leave a comment, and maybe we'll read it on the show one day. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Sorry, Genevieve, you have a life, and you have to hang out with family. And family. We missed you. But thank you again, everybody. And thank you, Heather, for being here.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Yay.
I had fun.
Good. It was a blast.
Yeah. And you know what? I just final thought about, the Golden Girls. God bless them. Everyone. God bless Betty White.
Fuck yeah.
For still being around.
She can't die.
Yeah.
She can't.
It's going to be a sad day in Hollywood. You're gonna call off work when Betty White dies.
If it's on a weekday.
Okay.
It's not gonna
die. Yeah. Mental health day for sure.
For sure. Oh my god. Okay, can't think about that. Okay. So thank you everyone for listening, and have a beautiful day and or night. Yay.
Bye.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff a chicken. Like my mama taught me.
Like my mama taught me.
Take the chicken.